K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there, man. Hey, kids from K-State University here on this, you might as well say, late night, Monday night, March 2nd, 2026. Your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for hanging out with this podcast. If you have not subscribed already to this, yes, daily podcast, where sometimes you get, obviously you get daily podcast, sometimes too, well, that's half the time now, and like this past Sunday, 3 episodes, yes, sir, the Pro Boxer Podcast, all things K-State sports, get it, wherever you get your podcast, make sure you're subscribed, as the K-State Women's basketball team is now headed into the Big 12 postseason, and I don't know about the NIT, they just finished up the regular season, this young core, the third, which was turned out to be the third youngest team in all the NCAA on the women's basketball side. Now, they're going to be the very first thing in Kansas City, the Big 12 tournament on the women's side, Wednesday, going down. And look, it's been a long-ass Monday. Typical Monday, you know what. no surprise there on that, at least for me anyways. There, Monday's usually the most frustrating part. Or Friday, depending on what's going on there. But yeah, so K-State. And I feel like they just played Cincinnati. That is the matchup. First matchup of this Big 12 tournament on the women's side, the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. Wednesday, K-State, 12th seed, the 12th seed. And Jeff Mini was winning that by. Obviously not going to, again, he's spot on. When it comes on to that, yeah, they've had multiple chances, and we've documented on it. Well, we haven't talked about seeding, but we talked about games that K-State let get away, right? So they had opportunities to win a few more games. You didn't do it. Now you're going to have to find a way to play yourself through it, right? In the path, looking at this path here, I'm just going to focus on this path here because they're playing Cincinnati here, and I can't, right? I can't scroll it up, like, I can't pull it up like I can right now, but look at this right now. Just looking at what I'm looking at. So if K-State can get past Cincinnati, they will take on a team that they beat in the regular season. That's Texas Tech, which Texas Tech is, I believe, the fifth set. Oh man, yeah. See, it's been a long day. I want to go to sleep right now. Fifth seed, and that's noon. But again, K-State's got to get by Texas Tech first. And then Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is the fourth seed. Didn't we beat Oklahoma State? Let me go back and double check that for a minute. So I'm just going to focus on that. And oh, by the way, yeah, TCU. Back-to-back regular season Big 12 champions again. So let me see if I can pull that up real quick. The Pro Roger Podcast, all things K-State sports. Taking a look at the ladies. Phillips 66 Big 12 preview. A little bit of preview. If you want to call it a preview, you can call it that there as well. K-State coming off the regular season finale loss at home against Iowa State yesterday. I'm recording this podcast on not really late Monday night, but it feels late. so there's that. Yeah, so let me go back here and see for time machine and see for a minute. All right, so yeah. All right. So maybe there is a chance. You're saying there's a chance, right? So I'm glad I thought pulled the schedule here. So you go back to the final day of 2025. They beat Cincinnati. K-State was basketball. Did K-State 79-52. They took care of that. Then, back in mid-January, upset, which was then 17th ranked, which was, I thought it was then 13th ranked, Texas Tech. Again, if you're new to the podcast, you can check out all the postcasts of the ladies this year. 65-59 in Lubbock, by the way. So they did that. And they beat Oklahoma State at home, upset Oklahoma State at home, 70-61. Yep, so funny enough that this sets up, I'm not going to say nicely, because, look, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, they're very solid teams. But, again, we've seen K-State step, this young team step up toe-to-toe with these teams. And, hey, if you put this on paper, hey, this could be big. This set could set up big time for K-State, right? You got to play all these games. And, again, attrition could come to factor. But, again, you have to beat Cincinnati first. That's first and foremost. If you don't beat Cincinnati, you don't got a shot. Now, about the NIT, it might be, again, you're saying it's a chance. Again, you have at least, you're Jeff Mitty. If you even want to accept an invitation to the NIT, you're going to have to beat Cincinnati. You're going to have to beat two. You're going to have to beat them and potentially upset Texas Tech again in Kansas City. Did that. And of course, Oklahoma waiting the wings there. Oklahoma State, excuse me, waiting the wings there. So Oklahoma State has a double bye there. K-State wanted that bye, didn't get it. And again, there's missed opportunities there. you probably say KU at home, one of them, right? Maybe Iowa State on the road. You're in that game, ball game there. Arizona for damn sure should have beat them there. Maybe you should have played better against Colorado, Utah. You lost to them there as well. So, yeah, there's – and you only play Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and Cincinnati once. That's fascinating. And you played Iowa State twice and KU twice. I think you played Baylor twice as well. No, they did not. Yeah, it's very hey, you beat all three of these teams. So funny enough, can you're going to have to do that again. Hey, you want an NIT shot? There it is right there. there it is right there. You're going to have to repeat what you did in the regular season. Pretty much point blank if you're going to do that. And yeah, we're going to see. Yeah, if you do, we see the attrition, how tired you're going to play, because you're the first thing that pops up in Kansas City to kick off the Phillip 66 Big 12 tournament against Cincinnati. And we have seen some funky things in these tournaments, whether that's the women's side or the men's side in these college games. We have seen it. It is March Madness. Only about a limited time only for K-State. And we're talking about the women's side because the men sure as hell ain't gonna do much. Sorry to jump the gun. Is it too soon? Hey, we're two more games left in the regular season from the men's side, and that actually is West Virginia tomorrow on the men's side, and they have, we are listening to this, they'll be playing West Virginia currently, and then your in-state rival KU over the weekend on Saturday. Now, my Saturday, once I get back... I think once I get back from New York, I'm gonna work on Sundays, I think, now, because I don't know. I mean, either way, I mean, yeah, it could be miserable, but hey, I mean, it's on the same pay sheet anyway. It doesn't make no sense. That's just me. I know. I'm sorry. I'm thinking out loud. Off pocket, kind of a little bit off subject, a little bit. But yeah, I'm just gonna have to eat it at this point. Obviously, because college sports, college football plays Saturday. K-State plays Saturday anyway. So I mean, you know, Falcons. I can do without that. You know, NASCAR. You know, I can YouTube it, YouTube highlights of that, and I can get a reaction easily over what I saw anyway. So I got a podcast, talks about that anyway. So there you go now. But I'm sorry, folks. Yeah, like I said, it's been a long ass Monday, and kind of some things over. Yeah, and I got that race, the big race next weekend, which falls on a Sunday. So that's why I decided to work on Saturdays. And then, of course, at the downhill trolley race next month. So I'm just going to have to get ahead of the game. And, you know, if a race does fall on Sunday, Sunday, I'm gonna have to take off. that's the way it has to be for sure. And there's gonna be some huge. It's gonna be huge in that one. I don't want to get ahead of myself, too fast. But we got something big cooking on the running front. Just say it. Let's put it out there. But anyways, K-State looks to cook in this tournament. It all starts Wednesday. They're right back at it. So, yeah, you know the old saying goes, you win, you advance. Lose, you headed to the house. And but K-State, again, I don't know the NIT is going to be in play for them, for this team. But, hey, more basketball, the more experience you're going to get. And this team has played a lot of games this year. They played up to the task. It's some of the best teams, whether it's in the Big 12 or around the nation. So I wouldn't count against it. But I sure see, you got to get this game. And then you've already, it sets up as far as it's funny, it says, especially with the few points that Texas Tech and Oklahoma State are, no shade at Cincinnati on the same level as K-State is. And K-State beat Cincinnati early on in this Big 12 season. So, look, anything goes. Hey, anything goes in these playoffs, in these tournament games. I'm just saying now, and you're saying, all right, you know, this team, Gina Garcia is playing, ended the regular season playing very, very well, very comfortable. Jordan Spicer lit up Iowa State there for a while yesterday. Hopefully Terrence Sides can step up to the plate a little bit more here and not take away any the young ladies. But again, she's a veteran. Classes has been very great, good all year long. And how can I not forget about the consistency of Tess Hill turning things around since a very, very slow start at the beginning of the year. She's been a joy. Hopefully we can get a couple more games of her in this tournament. So it all starts Wednesday. We'll see what happens. So funny things that happen in these tournament games. So I'm looking forward to seeing what this young squad can do. Hopefully see them play more than just one game. One game in Kansas City. Well, I'm not going to watch it because I'll be too busy wrapped up and running around in circles at work. But anyways, so that's kind of a look at least K-State side. Now, the full bracket's up. If you're interested in seeing how the rest of the bracket shakes out, you definitely go on Big12.com, Yahoo, and all that other stuff to find that. As well, the Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is found free and available daily. Or just record K-State content, folks. Again, we're on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, Google. You know where it is, baby. We're pretty much everywhere now. The Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State sports. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the podcast. Yes, I know I've been promising. I know I've been promising Alex Hayden. He'll probably going to have to wait until the basketball season's over to bring him on the show. We'll see how the rest of the week shakes out there as well. I know I've been promising that. I apologize about that there as well. So I'm not going to say anything. So I'm going to be talking to him off podcast, and I will let you, and once it does happen, I'll let you know for sure. But for sure, we'll get his thoughts for sure on football as this we're around the corner with spring ball already. We're already in March, folks, so we're almost around the corner with spring football here for that new staff and new head coach Colin Klein and this new staff there as well. And yeah, we will get his, I'm pretty sure he's chopping in a bit, but yeah, we'll definitely get his thoughts. We're approaching the summer, and before we know it, summertime's gonna be here anyway. So we'll still have plenty of conversation with Alex about this past seasons with the men's basketball and football as well, and a little bit of women's sports thrown in there as well. Alex Hayden out there in Central California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate it, K-State Nation. This has been a Big 12 preview edition of the Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll see what K-State does on Wednesday afternoon. Go Cats.